Hello and welcome to Tech for Finance, where we help finance pros stay ahead of the game, develop their skills, and free up time for the things that matter most using technology. Please like and subscribe. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we're going to be looking at a framework for selecting an AI chat tool. So, six steps. And we're also going to be answering the question, is ChatGPT still the best tool? So, the six steps are budget. Do we have any money to spend? Security. How secure is the platform? Internet. Do you need to access the internet? Files. Do we need to manage files of different types? Data analysis. Do we want to be able to analyze data within the tool? And then building bots. Yeah, so do we want a dedicated bot for a certain activity? No doubt you might be overwhelmed by the amount of AI tools that are out there. I understand. Today we're just looking at the standalone AI tools like ChatGPT, Claude, and some of the others. I've invested hours in looking at all of these tools, so you don't have to. So we're going to distill what options are available to you in this framework. So there's only five companies that are worth thinking about when we talk about AI. So we've got OpenAI, obviously, Microsoft, Google, Anthropic, and Mistral. Yeah. All of these companies have one or more AI tool. The majority of them have both free and paid for options. So we'll break down the tools from the suppliers and vendors as we go. So how do you think about selecting the right one? So framework step one, budget. Do you want to spend any money? Now, most of the paid for tools cost around $20 a month. Now, this gives you access to the more expensive models that can deal with longer token windows, so deal with more information. And they also have better quality outputs. So you generally get what you paid for, but there are still a few pre-options. We're going to go through some of the best pre-options at the end of this as well. All right. So number two is security. Yeah. So this is always an issue. How do we want these AI tools to use our data? Because in the majority of instances, tools use the data to train the model. Yeah. So most tools, especially the free ones, will use your data, but the ones that don't, Microsoft Copilot. Now, I'm not talking about Copilot in Office. This is Microsoft Copilot, where you go to copilot.microsoft.com. You log in with your Microsoft account, and this can be a business or a personal Microsoft account. Your data is then protected. Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it using your data to train the model. The ChatGPT team plan. So that's not the pro plan, and this is where they get you. So you pay for the pro plan, which again is about $20, but they still use your data to train the model unless you opt out, but then you lose some of the capability. ChatGPT team, which is $25 per user, that will protect your data. Yeah. So that's a paid for option. You've then got Claude by Anthropic that offer both free and paid models. Yeah. So now if you log into Claude, you get access to the Sonnet model, which is their sort of general use AI now, which is really good. I use it myself. And your data is protected there. So you can go to Anthropic's data protection guidelines or whatever, and you can read through how they use your data, but it's not used to train the model. Claude does have a paid-for version. So now it's the Opus model, which is apparently amazing. But it's also, again, paid for platform, especially if you're using the API, can get very expensive very quickly, right? But the pro tip is, if you're at all uncomfortable, don't share sensitive data, right? Number three, internet. So many tools aren't connected to the internet and just rely on their training data. And you probably remember when ChatGPT was first released, people criticized it pretty quickly because the data in it was, you know, weirdly dated. So by no means up to date. Some people hacked it to connect it to the internet, but the free version of ChatGPT still isn't connected to the internet. So again, some of the free tools at the end will allow you to access the internet. But in terms of the tools that you can use that access the internet, you've got ChatGPT paid, yeah, which has got web browsing built in now. You don't have to select it. So you can just say, search the internet, it'll give the sources, which is really good. Google Gemini, yeah, so both paid and free versions will give you access to the internet. Well, hopefully, considering it's a Google model, right? But the only thing that I found with Gemini is it's not really good at citing the sources, yeah, which is, again, a bit bizarre. But there we go. Again, the paid version will give you access to the preview model, which is the 1.5 Ultra, I believe. But from an internet search perspective, it doesn't matter whether you use the free or the paid version. And then Microsoft Copilot. Yeah, so previously Bing Chat, you can use that. Search the internet, that's one of its sweet spots. You know, you can use it either through Edge or any other browser by going to Microsoft, copilot.microsoft.com and go from there. There is a paid version of Microsoft Copilot now, I'm not too familiar with it, but you can get more readily available access to the GPT 4.5 model, I believe. So you're still able to use it even at peak times. I've also got a feeling that they're going to start building document analysis into Copilot. And I've got a feeling that's going to be behind a pay gate as well. I don't know for a fact, but I have a feeling that's the way it's going.
Really quick, guys. As you know, I don't run ads and I no longer sell anything on here. So to help me, it'd be great if you could share with just one other person, leave a review, give a thumbs up and subscribe. It really does make a difference. Now back to the show.
Number four is files. So how do you want to work with files? Yeah, so again, a lot of AI tools are now multimodal, which means that they can handle a number of input formats, whether it's audio, image, text, and so on. Yeah. So the ones that can understand files, the free versions of Claude, yeah, so that can understand documents and PDFs, can't understand anything else. But if you do a lot of work with documents, then Claude is a really good option because you can start free. Microsoft Copilot will recognize images, so you can do image analysis. Google Gemini will recognize images, and I guess both Copilot and Gemini free versions will allow you to do this. And then you've got the ChatGPT paid versions, both the Pro and the Team at the moment, that will enable you to pretty much upload any type of document, you know, whether it's an Excel, whether it's an image, and so on and so forth. All right, so if you're wanting sort of the all-in-one, then the paid version of ChatGPT is the only one. But again, Claude will do documents and the others will do images if you want them to. Okay. So number five, data analysis. So most tools will give you the Python code that you can use to run analysis. Yeah, so you go to Google Colab, copy the code over, upload your data and do some visualizations and all of that good stuff. But if you want the tool to run the code for you, the only option now really is ChatGPT Pro, so the paid for version. Again, I hope that it's might makes its way over to Copilot, but again, I've got a feeling that might be paid. But right now, the only way to do data analysis and produce visuals from that data and Q&A the data with a standalone AI tool is with the paid versions of ChatGPT. But here's a pro tip. The ChatGPT pay plan can also create documents. Not many people know this yet. So you can just ask it to generate an Excel file to download, generate a Word document to download, and it will generate documents for you as well as understand documents. So that's a useful pro tip there as well. And then number six is bots. Yeah, so do you want to be able to build a bot for a specific purpose? So instead of having to do a really long prompt every time, do you want to be able to go in and set the context automatically so that you've got a bot for a different purpose? Yeah. So building your own bot gives you a dedicated AI for different tasks. And the platforms where you can build bots are poe.com. Yeah, and you can build bots for free there, yeah, using the free models that they've got there. So I'd advise you have a look. ChatGPT paid versions give you access to GPTs. And then the Microsoft Copilot Studio, this is a bit more complicated. You can create what are called copilots, but I'd suggest that's more developer level copilot than the something that, you know, a normal person like you and I can build really. So the Copilot Studio is available, but it's probably a bit more advanced than using something like Pokes or ChatGPT, GPTs. But my pro tip is try the pre-built bots before creating your own. Yeah, so if you've got access to the paid version of ChatGPT, you can go into your GPTs and you can browse. You can see the ones that other people have produced and it will give you some inspiration for ones that you can build yourself. Or you can just use the ones that exist already. Exactly the same for Poe. All right. So let's do some examples by job role and task. So example one, a CFO reviewing contracts. Yeah, so security, one of the parts of the framework, is really important. And in terms of files, they need to be able to analyze large documents. So the scenario here is they may be doing, you know, an assessment of multiple contracts and they don't want to have to read through all of them one by one, right? So that's cool. In terms of recommended tools, you could do it in Claude in either the free or the paid versions. Again, you could do it in ChatGPT if you've got the paid version of ChatGPT, but my experience says that Claude is better at handling documents than ChatGPT is. So that's example one. Example two might be a controller analyzing spend. So again, security is very important here. So that limits some of the tools, i.e. the ones that might use data to train the model. And then in terms of files that they want to use, it's in Excel or a CSV. Yeah, so we need a model that's capable of recognizing Excel documents and CSVs. And then from a data analysis perspective, we want the tool to be able to produce quick visualizations or something like a scatter diagram, for example.
in which case the recommended tool could be the ChatGPT team platform or the team version, because that will keep your data secure and it'll allow you access to that advanced data analysis in the background. And then our third example could be a finance business partner that's holding cross-departmental meetings. Now, in terms of usage of AI, the security might not be as important because they're not putting sensitive data into the AI, but they might want some coaching or some means of sharpening the saw. So they might want to use bots. So they could create a presentation coach. You know, they could create a sales jargon bot that enables them to speak better to salespeople, for example. Yeah. You could do that in Poe for free. Yeah, so the recommended tool to create a bot would be Poe in that particular use case. Yeah, and the pro tip here, and I in case you can't tell, I quite like Poe, but you can use it with multiple models as well. So you can go into the official bots in Poe and you can try all of them. Yeah, whether it's Claude, OpenAI, Mistral, you know, Llama from Meta, not a model that I use very often. You can go in there and you can have a play with all of them. Yeah. So I promised you some other bonus free tools. So we'll go through those now. So number one is Poe that I've mentioned. So you can use your multiple models on there for free and create bots for free. Claude is the best for short documents. So again, short document analysis, you can do that for free in Claude without having to sign up to the paid versions. Another free tool that's got a really powerful model is called LeChat from Mistral. So just Google LeChat, L-E-C-H-A-T. That's a powerful AI that you can use for most things. They think it's pretty good for generating code and all of that sort of stuff, but it doesn't have access to the web and you can't upload documents yet. So that's a text-only model.
Yep.
And then Perplexity, you know, if you do a lot of research or a lot of web search, you've got an AI-enabled search platform that could be a replacement for Google. And you can turn Copilot on and you can use either OpenAI, or if you do the paid version of Perplexity, you can use the other models as well that support that search. Or you can turn the web search off, just use it for writing and use it in the same way as you would for ChatGPT. Not good as good as some of the other tools, but if you do a lot of research and web search, then Perplexity is a good option there. And then if you're looking for a bit of fun, character.ai, that's quite cool. So there's a lot of sort of cartoon characters or anime characters that you can speak to there to have a bit of a giggle. I spoke to a block of cheese on there, which was quite funny. And then you've got philosophers, so you can do a Socrates bot that will take you through Socratic questioning. And then there's PI.ai, so PI.ai, which is more of a chilled out, more personally focused AI. Wouldn't say necessarily therapy, but just like an AI that's a friend, you know, that's not trying to do a load of heavy work stuff for you. It's just, hey, you know, I'm an AI. What should we chat about? You know, do you need some support? Do you need a bit of a friend? So Pi is good for that. All right. So if we put it into practice, which is what it's all about, head over to Poe.com, click on explore at the top left, and then work through the official bots to give you an idea of what ones work in what ways. As I say, if you try Gemini, you can try the image upload. If you use Claude, you can try the document upload and just have a play around. It saves you having to sign up for loads of different models and log into Claude, log into ChatGPT, log into the others. You can just do it all from one place and create bots there too. So the master question that we said, okay, is ChatGPT still the best? If you pay for it, yes. If you don't, no. So ChatGPT Pro is still the Swiss Army knife because you can do everything with it. Internet search, file analysis, create GPTs and bots. It's still the only tool that allows you to do everything in one place, providing you need to use it all for that. But the best free platform, if you don't want to pay, is Poe, just because of the flexibility, the number of models you can use, and it gives you the ability to create bots as well. So that's it for now. Hopefully see you soon, and we'll catch up in a bit. Bye. Hey again, and thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard today, don't forget to like, review, and subscribe. And for more goodies, head over to techforfinance.com. See you soon.